Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we start learning the halachas of the month of Nisan as we move towards Pesach. This is Siman Kuf Zion, the 107th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It is a short discussion today. We're going to look at just seven basic questions. Question number one is, what makes the month of Nisan so special? So obviously the most simple and obvious answer to that question is Pesach itself, the Exodus, which took place in the month of Nisan on the 15th. Of Nisan, the nation of Israel left Egypt, and 7 days they traveled to the banks of the Sea of Reeds of the Yam Suf, and they went through it on that seventh day. And that is the formula, that is the format of our Pesach, is from the 15th to the 21st, essentially, of Nisan is that special time. Of course, there's a few additions, and that is on the Erev Pesach was the time that the nation of Israel brought the Korban Pesach, which itself is its own holiday, which makes it a special day. That's the 14th of Nisan. On the 22nd of Nisan is Yom Tov Sheni, the second day of Yom Tov in the diaspora. And then on the 23rd is Isru Chag, the day afterwards. So we have really a chunk of the month is dedicated to Pesach. There's another special aspect that relates to this festival, and that is to the month of Nisan, and that is during the first 12 days. During the first 12 days, we had a opportunity of bringing or sanctifying, dedicating the Mishkan in the times of the desert. And that was done over a period of 12 days with each of the Nasiim, the representatives of the 12 tribes, bringing their own dedication. Each brought a dedication one day at a time for the first 12 days of the month. So if you look at that from the 1st to the 12th and then the 14th to the 23rd, we have very special days and commemorations historically. And as a function of that, the fact that most of the month is a celebration or a commemoration, then the entire month is seen as a happy time. And therefore, there are certain practices which are refrained from and certain practices which are done specially to reflect that. So what are things that we do not say during the month of Nisan? There are three things we do not say. Number one is we do not say Tachanun, which is the prayer, which is the where we put our heads down in pain, essentially, after the Shmoneh Esrei and Shachar Esrei Mincha. We do not do Tzidduk Adin, which is a special ratifying of God's justice, which is a very harsh or strong prayer, which is said right after a funeral, which focuses very much on God's doing what's right, even though it feels very painful at the time. That is omitted at a funeral, so the entire month of Nisan. And similarly, Tzidkascha, which is this small three-pasuk paragraph said right after Shabbos Mincha, is also omitted. That is seen as a form of Tzidduk Adin on Shabbos for the three tzaddikim who died on Shabbos, that is Yosef, Moshe, and David. Now, what are things we do not do during the month of Nisan? So one's not allowed to fast during the month of Nisan. But let's say a person had a disturbing dream and fasts to that it should be corrected, that it should not be a bad portent. That person is allowed to fast during the month of Nisan. And of course, the firstborns have the practice of fasting on Erev Pesach, and they may certainly do so. That's of course unless they have a siyum to be partaking of as well. Can a chosan and kala, can a groom and a bride fast the day of their wedding during the month of Nisan? The answer is yes. And this is true even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Usually, chosan and kala do not fast on Rosh Chodesh, but on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they may because of certain tragedies that occurred on that day as well. What are some of the common practices during the month of Nisan? So there's an interesting practice that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch cites, and that is for people to learn through or read through the paragraph of the dedication of each Nasi, of each communal representative on that day. So one would read what they dedicated to the Mishkan on that particular day. There's 12 paragraphs in the end of Parshas Nasa, and each of those paragraphs will be read on its corresponding day as well. This is not read from a Sefer Torah, just a Chumash. That seems to be a very interesting practice. Is there anything special about Shabbos HaGadol? The answer is yes. Usually the rabbi gives a drasha, part halacha, part machshava, about preparing for Pesach, and that's usually the Shabbos just before. Or if it's Erev Shabbos, the drasha usually goes back a week. And it's about getting into the mode for Pesach. In addition, there's another practice, which I'm sure many will remember from yesteryear, which is that
people would, after Mincha on Shabbos HaGadol, sit down and recite Avadim Hayinu. That is, and the main part of Magid, they would say that on Shabbos Mincha, the Shabbos before getting themselves into the zone, into that mode as well. For those who have the practice to do Baruch Hinafshi and the 15 Shir HaMalos every Shabbos after Mincha, that is displaced by the Megillah, by the Haggadah reading at that point in time as well. Why is Shabbos HaGadol special? So the most basic idea is that on the 10th of Nisan was the time the nation of Israel were commanded to separate the Paschal Lamb, this lamb that was going to be used for the korban, and so from that time that was seen as a time when it was when the geula really was in motion, and that oftentimes will align with the Shabbos as well beforehand. In addition, the 10th of Nisan is also the time the nation of Israel crossed the Jordan River and entered the land of Israel, which makes it a special time, which usually aligns with that earlier Shabbos. And finally, the Sasemis makes a very interesting point, and that is that up till now, the idea of Shabbos, the notion of the Sabbath, was really Zecher Lamaaseh Bereishis, was commemorating the creation of the world, because that was the only reason to commemorate and celebrate the Sabbath, the Shabbos. However, once the nation of Israel left the land of Egypt, then it became Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It also became a commemoration of leaving Mitzrayim, which is, both of these ideas are reflected also in various psukim about that related to Shabbos, whether it's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim or Zecher Lamaaseh Bereishis, and in fact, our Kiddush reflects both. And so that therefore, says the Sas Emes, that the time that Pesach came was the time that Shabbos grew bigger. Shabbos HaGadol means to say is that the time that Shabbos became bigger, and that's why it's commemorated in such a space as well. With this, we conclude some of the very fascinating practices which surround the month of Nisan. We'll now get into more specifics about preparing for Pesach. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.